Tanya for the 15th day of Elul is in Igeres HaKedesh. It's Siman Yud Dalad, the 14th letter. It's on Daf Kuf Chof Omid Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 462. In this letter, the Alter Rebbe speaks about the tzedakah and the specialness of the tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael. Siman Yud Dalad. L'eirid es ha'ahavo ha'yishenu v'chibas Eretz HaKedesh, to awaken the ancient love and the special affection for the Holy Land, lihiyez be'eretz kezish be'esh mekerev ish v'lev omeik, so that it burn as a fire from the depths of the heart, ki'ilu hayeh mamash noson Hashem ruchei oleinu, as if is this day that God moved us and inspired us. Ruach nediva, with a feeling of generosity. V'hisnadev om l'malis yadom l'Hashem b'yad melei yadachovo, when the people were moved to generosity. With a generous and abundant hand, giving generously. B'zibui achazibui midei shana b'shana, with ever-increasing amounts. Every year, heilach ve'eilo l'maylo zeish, continuously growing above all limits, above the head, meaning above all limits, kemidas kedesh ha'elyein ha'meil eretz ha'kedesh, as the holiness that illuminates in the Holy Land is also constantly growing, without end, ha'mischadish ha'misrab v'tomid, that is renewed and increased constantly, kidechsir, as it says, tomid eine avay elikecha bo mereishis hashona v'adach rishona, that God's eye is upon it constantly from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Dehai v'ad achris, and this expression till the end of the year, eine muvan l'cheira, is at first glance not understandable. Because at the end of one year, the next year begins, and it continues to increase. So instead of saying until the end of the year, he should have said forever, endlessly, because it doesn't end at the end of the year, it begins anew, with the new year. So he should have said that God's eye is upon the land of Israel from the beginning of the year and forever. Acho inyan yuvan al pi mashikosuv Hashem b'chochma yosad oretz, this will become understood based on the statement on the verse that God established the earth with chochma, she said ha'oretz ho'yeno hi b'chinas memalo kol almim, because that the meaning of the higher world, eretz ho'yeno, is a reference to the godliness that fills the world. In other words, the godliness within the world is called the high world, the high part of the world. Eretz Ho'yena. V'hatachteino hi eretz chefetz, and the lower world, meaning in the physical, the godliness in the physical world, hi eretz chefetz, is the holy land. Hamechuvenes kenegda mamosh, that exists directly opposite the godliness that is called the higher land. So the actual Eretz Yisrael is called the lower earth because it is opposite and corresponds to the higher earth, which is godliness that fills the world. The nikra al shmo Eretz Achayim, and it is therefore called by the same name as the higher world. It is called the land of life. This godliness is derived from the level of Chochma, Mokir HaChayim Ho'Yenim, the source of godly life, of spiritual life. Where do we find that Chochma is a source of life? It says Chochma enlivens the one who has it. היא מתחדשת באי חודש ממש בכל שונו ושונו. And this godliness coming from Chochmo is renewed every year. Ki hu yisbarech v'chochmo si echad b'tachlis ha'yichud, because God and his Chochmo are one, with a total oneness, v'nikra b'shem eirein seiv baruch hu, and that's why it is called the endless light, she'ein seiv v'ein ketz l'maylas ha'gdulas ha'eiz, because there is no end and there is no limit to the greatness of this light, of Chochmo, v'hachayis ha'nimshech m'menu yisbarech. And from the life that comes from God, there is to the life that comes from God, there is no end. And the Chochma is endless in its greatness to the highest of all levels. And every year, there descends and there illuminates from this level of divine Chochma a totally new light that never before was revealed and never before illuminated the higher earth. In other words, the godliness within the world, because the godliness and the light of each year, the light that is new to that year, rises and is returns to its source on Erev Rosh Hashanah of every year. Kishahachodesh miskasebe v'yachakachaydet kiyashefe v'atvilis nimshach erchodesh el yeme b'chinas el yeyna yeser. And then, through the blowing of the shefe and through the davening on Rosh Hashanah, we draw down a new light, but one that is even greater than the one of the past year. Mevechinas el yeyna yeser shebimadzeges chachma ilo, from a higher level within chachma, lehoyer la'aret el yeyna v'ladorem aleho, to illuminate the higher earth and those that dwell on it, heim kol ha'elam Yisrael yeyna v'hatachteinim, which refers to all the worlds, the higher and the lower, hamekablim chayusam mimeno, that receive their life from this light of Chochma, dehainu min ha'erein sev baruch hu v'chochmosei, from the endless divine light and Chochma, hamelubish bo, that is clothed in it, in that world. Kidechsiv, ki imcha meker chayim be'echa nire'ez, that in God is the source of life, and in his light we see light. Dehainu eir hameir mechochma ilo moker hachayim, the light that we receive is coming from the light that is illuminating Chochma, which is the source of life. Ukiyadu aliyedichem shebechol Rosh Hashanah, and as is known to those who study Kabbalah, that on every Rosh Hashanah hu hanesira umekabelas mechem chadoshim oyenim yeser, that every Rosh Hashanah there is the retreat, the removal, where the life of the world is recalled or retracted, and it is given a whole new life from a higher level. And to be very specific, this happens not only every year on Rosh Hashanah, but it actually happens every day. That every day is nimshochim meichem el yeinim yeser b'chol tefilat hashachar, in the davening of the morning, we bring into the world a higher and new light. Ve'einon meichem harishenim shenestalku achar tefilo, and it is not the same godliness and the same chochma that was removed and that dissipated after the davening of the day before. Zak gveyim yeser, but it is a much higher light that we bring down into the world every day, much higher than the light of yesterday. V'derech klal b'cholus ha'elam b'shitah v'shnin kein hu b'chol Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Hashanah. And in general, speaking in terms of history, for the 6,000 years of creation, this occurs on Rosh Hashanah. So the godliness that comes to the world that is called the higher earth is that godliness which fills the world, which is within the world. And this comes from the level of Chochmah, which is the source of all life. Chochmah gives life. And from the light that comes from Chochmah, that's the light that fills the world, Mimala Kol Almin, that gives life to the world from within. And this is the special level of Eretz Yisroel, as the Rebbe will say later, that's why Eretz Yisroel is called the land of life, because it is the revelation of the Chochmah Iloh, and Chochmah is the source of life. So in talking about the greatness of the Kedusha, of the holiness, of the Holy Land, the Alter Rebbe wants to inspire the giving of tzedakah to Eretz Yisroel, that it should be with utter generosity. And we know that one of the biggest and severest accusations against the Alter Rebbe when he was arrested by the Tsar, the accusation was that he was sending money to Israel, a large sums of money, and the only explanation that the accusers could find to justify sending that much money was that the Alter Rebbe was financing a revolution by the Turks against Russia, since the Turks were at that time in control of Israel. But because of this Chochmah that illuminates in Eretz Yisroel, that's why the Pasuk says that God's eye is on the land constantly, because the eye, Einei Hashem, is a reference to Chochmah. As for example, the Alter Rebbe will say later, Chachamim, the sages are called Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of the community. So Chochmah is metaphorically referred to as the eyes. And that's also what it means, that the air, the atmosphere of Eretz Yisroel is Machkim, increases your Chochmah. Because the holiness that is revealed in Eretz Yisroel is the holiness of the divine Chochmah. The Hayem Yeim on the 15th of Elul says that the yeshiva, the Lubavitcher Yeshiva Tomchet Mimim, was founded on a Sunday, the 15th of Elul, 1897. The beginning of studies in Gemara and Chassidus in this yeshiva was on Wednesday, Chai Elul, in 1897. On Simchas Torah of 1898, after Hakafes, my father proclaimed, the name of the yeshiva is Tomchit Mimim, and the students who study and conduct themselves in its spirit will be called Tmimim.